Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 22nd, 2014. Now let us continue with the teachings for the month of June. We left off in chapter 14 of St. Matthew, verse 24, talking about this ship, understanding that these scriptures are absolutely the science of the universe. The disciples in the ship, 12 disciples, 12 zodiac signs, 12 disciples in the ship representing the elements of the universe, the Most High using the hydrogen sun, solar science, to build up the universe with all of the various elements in the universe. We have the ship being tossed to and fro. We talked about the black touchstone. The word tossed in the European Greek has to do with the black touchstone. This black touchstone is used to test the veracity of the elements in the table of elements. We talked about how Yahushua Jesus went to the disciples. Yahushua went. The word went has to do with waves, has to do with light waves, sound waves, and how waves interact with objects, how waves transfer energy, how waves moving from one region to another, the strength of the wave dissipates. So we talked about light and waves, dealing with waves as light waves, looking at light, looking at the light of the sun as white light shining. It looks golden to the eye because of the atmosphere, but the light itself shines white. When you take the white light, shine it through a prism, the prism causes us to see the colors in the rainbow. The white light is really a compilation of the colors of the rainbow. But then when you look deeper, you see this black reality. Black is not evil. Black is not Satan. Black, the dark matter, the melanin of the universe, is the black touchstone of the universe that causes the universe to act in the way that the universe should act. Dark matter, having more mass than all of the visible material matter of the universe. This dark matter that you can't see with the physical eye. But this dark matter, melanin of the universe, permeates the whole of the universe. So we had the ship being tossed to and fro on the water. The waters are the waters of noon. Peter, the disciple Peter, stepped out on the water. That is Peter, that is Pita in the Kemet African science of creation. That is Pita, the earth mound. Did not Yahushua refer to Peter as the rock? His name was Cephas. I think Cephas is an African Hebrew word, means small stone. But then Yahushua said, your name is Peter, and upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is a retelling of Jehovah, the Most High, existing father and mother, using the universe to propagate existence for all people, human beings, creatures, elements of the universe. And how the Most High uses the hydrogen atom, Adon, Re, Ra, Aton, disk, sun, to propagate life and build the universe by constructing order out of the chaos and the turbulence, and building the universe through hydrogen as the base element in all of the elements in the table of elements. So Yahushua is coming with this solar science to build people. You and I are the temple of the Almighty. The spirit energy that resides within the physical body that is the temple, it houses our physical structure, is the temple that houses the spirit energy of the Almighty within. And so it's people that need to be built. It's the poor, working class, oppressed masses of the proletariat peoples of the earth that have been absolutely destroyed by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So economical warfare, cultural warfare, outright warfare and bloodshed. All of this we go through, being tossed like the ship to and fro, fraught, this life fraught with the sinful wickedness of this system that has destroyed us economically, politically, culturally, religiously, ecologically, etc., etc. So Yahushua is building the house of the Almighty. The gates, upon this rock I build my church. Upon Ptah, Peter is Ptah. Upon Ptah I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You and I are the real church, scientifically based on the universe as the original church. And so what we have in this Yahushua, he went. That word went, once again, has to do with waves. Evanescent waves, light waves, sound waves. The sun, the Almighty, and the word of the Almighty, causing the waves and energy in the universe, causing the birth of the sun, causing the rising of Ptah, the earth mound, causing all of the energy waves in the waters of noon. It's the word of the Almighty, the spiritual scientific word describing the word of the Almighty Father and Mother Yahuwah is hypostatic. The hypostatic word of Jehovah using the Christ mechanism to take on the human nature and take on the flesh of the universe for the propagation of existing, living, and life for all. Hypostatic is a word that has to do with that entity that sustains and upholds something else. That entity that is sedimentary, meaning settles at the bottom and gives life to that which it has settled at the bottom of. All in this let's just say the body, and use blood as an example. The blood in the physical structure is that element in the physical structure that gives life to the human body. The whole universe operating on life. The blood settles in all of the crevices and various portions of our physical structure, sedimentary. And the physical structure feeds off of that hypostatic blood of the body, you may say. The blood upholds and sustains the life in the physical structure. You lose too much blood, life is gone. Life is in the blood. This is the word of Jehovah in the universe. Ubiquitous, hypostatic word of Jehovah. Omnipotent, omnipresent, hypostatic word of Almighty Father, Mother, Jehovah. This word that sustains the whole of the universe. This word of Jehovah that upholds the whole of the universe. This word of Jehovah that settles in every portion of the universe needed a mechanism. Needed a mechanism to come through so that that word of Jehovah could take on the human nature and take on the flesh of the the flesh that is the physical material universe. So Christ is that mechanism through whom the word of Jehovah took on the human nature and the flesh of the universe. Christ, originally called Atum in Africa Kemet, called Ra and Re, and called Aton Sun Disk, called Adon in Old Testament, called also Elohim in Old Testament. Other words describing this Christos, this Christ, this anointing, Tishak and Messiah in the Old Testament. Look up the words anointing and anointed in the Old Testament. And so in the New Testament, this whole mechanism is called Christ or Christos. Now, what is the nature of this Christos, this hydrogen atom? This hydrogen atom that the Greeks called the atom, after studying under the Africa Kemet, sisters and brothers, the Greeks said atom. They changed the U to an O, and you get atom rather than atom. Then the atom was broken down into neutrons, protons, and electrons. And the neutron is the word of Jehovah in the atom of life. And the proton, Y chromosome, is the father in the atom of life. And the Y chromosome proton, along with the neutron, which is the word of Jehovah, that forms the nuclei of the atom of life. And then outside of the nuclei, but yet within the atom of life, is the electron, the feminine, the mother, the mitochondria, DNA, the X chromosome. And so you can see that, yes, we are correct when we say Christ is father and mother, because we're speaking of how the atom functions. The atom functions on father, mother principle, sacred, divine, masculine, sacred, divine, feminine principle, divine masculine in union with divine feminine, giving flesh and the human nature to that neutron, which represents the word of the Almighty, which is using the Christ atom, atom mechanism to take on the human nature and the flesh of the universe. So this atom, this atom, this Aton Sun Disk, this hydrogen atom, this Ra, this Adon, all of these words describing the same Christ mechanism. What's the nature? The nature is found in Yahushua. What is the definition of Yahushua? It said Yahushua went. Yahushua went. Yahushua waves. Yahushua evanescence went to the disciples to bring order out of all of that chaos and turbulence out of all of that chaos. Yahushua is health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty or liberation, and deliverance. These principles describe to us the life-giving science of the solar sun, the science of the sun, the science of hydrogen, the science of the atom, atum, the science of Ra, the science of the Aton sun disk, the science that we must pattern our lives after. So when Yahushua is coming in waves, is health coming? Is wealth coming? Is prosperity coming? Is liberty and deliverance coming? Because the poor working class are living in this society and world system that is tossing us to and fro in chaos and turbulence. And so Yahushua went. Yahushua is coming. Waves of health, waves of prosperity, waves of liberty and deliverance and wealth and health, and also vengeance on the wicked ruling class for creating a condition that is so destructive to the human family. This is the nature of the hydrogen atom Christ Christos. When you study the word Yahushua, then you understand the power of hydrogen. Put an object on your lawn, a rock, some type of bucket, and cover up a portion of your grass, shielding it from the sun, discontinuing sunlight from getting to that portion of your lawn or grass, and then after a week or so, lift up the bucket and see that the grass is dead. Because the universe, we need light. In the light, in the white light of the sun, which is the colors of the rainbow when you look at the white light through the prism. And then when you look further at the colors of the rainbow, you see the black reality, the dark matter, the touchstone of the universe, if you will, that gives life to the universe and causes the universe to behave as the universe should behave. Now, you see the whole story, narrative of the science of creation right here in this one or two verses or few verses dealing with the ship on the sea, dealing with Ptah, and dealing with Yahushua Christos as the Christ Atum. Now, the waters represent the waters of Nun. And the waters of Nun, originally, all of us were in those waters. No boundaries, no barriers, no distinguishing characteristics. All peaceful, all tranquil, all one. This is what we are trying to get back to, this reality of oneness. The religions of the earth are teaching us of this original oneness in the waters of Nun. In the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, the earth was without form, void, darkness on the face of the deep, is the African Hebrew description of the ancient Kemet waters of Nun. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, when we had relationship with the Almighty before we were formed, without form, void, darkness on the face of the deep. When we were without form, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, we knew the Most High in this water of Nun and had relationship with the Most High in this waters of Nun. So, the waters of noon represent that peaceful time, tranquil time, all one. No barriers, no boundaries, love and light and peace and tranquility. Now, Peter is Ptah, the earth mound, and the earth mound rises out of the water, representing that period of time where the waters become full of energy, full of waves, the word of the Almighty causing the bang, the word of the Almighty causing the waves, the word of the Almighty Jehovah causing the energy, so that energy and existing and living in life may be propagated all over the universe. So Peter is Ptah, the rock, the earth mound, rising up out of the waters, causing the waves in the water. So now we have the waves in the water. Now you have Ptah representing the mind, the brain, the power of thinking, the power of analysis. Why is there turbulence in our lives? Why is there chaos in our lives? Why is Boko Haram wreaking havoc, chaos, and terror in Nigeria? Do we know that these Boko Haram and these so-called ISIS in Syria and in, what is that nation? Iraq, this group called ISIS on the Levant, or ISIS in Syria. These were created by the CIA as terrorist groups to terrorize, to wreak havoc, turbulence, and chaos. And then they who created the problem then come to us as if they desire to solve the problem that they created for their own benefit, so that they may maintain control over land, wealth, and resources. Apparently, the powers that be are dissatisfied with Malaki in Iraq, dissatisfied, we already know, with Assad in Syria. And then when you look at politics in the United States of North America, there's a faction in the government that is dissatisfied with the leadership of Obama, but Obama is yet willing to use these forces as a special operations to drone attack and kill and destroy, because Obama is connected to the same House of Rothschild that the dissatisfied portion of the government of America is connected to. People like McCain, people like Ryan, I believe his name is, these are also connected to the same House of Rothschild. So when you see argument within government over how to kill and destroy, that's what it is. It's Obama has his method of killing and destroying. McCain and others, they have their method. And so they argue over how to kill, how to destroy. Then they come before the public, the United States of North America, the citizens, and present the democratic way of killing and destroying. I see black people on TV who never would support George W. Bush in his killing and destroying, but now, because it's Obama, they support his method of killing and destroying. And then Republicans have their way of straight up killing and destroying that is heavier and worse than the Democratic Party. But both parties out in the world using CIA, using Boko Haram, using this Islamic group, so-called fictitious Islamic group. They call them ISIS. They have another acronym for them, operating in Iraq. How could they 1,000 people, as I understand it from Webster Tarpley and others. See, we're patah now. We have to analyze. We can't just look at this spiritual energy teaching as something in the past and marvel over the great wisdom of the ancient ancestors, but we are to use that teaching to analyze what is going on today. How can 1,000 people overtake an army of 30,000 in Iraq and take major cities and take oil wells and take wealth and resources unless the CIA, unless the intelligence agencies of the military, unless the financial institutions and banking institutions and the House of Rothschild and the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank Organization and all of these were backing these little 1,000 people. They apparently have been defeated in Syria as Assad has won re-elections with 80 to 84% of the vote of the people of Syria. Assad has already made changes to the constitution, more rights for the people, better paying jobs for the people, bringing women into the government more so than has ever been done in Syria. So these Al-Qaeda forces have been defeated. And Minister Malcolm X said years ago, America will never win a war on the ground, ever. And he is yet correct and yet right. And so in Iraq, apparently there was bribing of Iraqi soldiers to get them to throw their arms down and leave cities unprotected. So you have all of this going on. And what I always like to keep in mind is that the same wicked ruling class are controlling Al-Qaeda, controlling this ISIS group in Iraq, controlling Boko Haram in Nigeria. All of these little terrorist, so-called terrorist groups are getting their instructions from the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the wicked ruling class and ruling families. But why is it that men and women, if there be so, would join such organizations? For the same reason that men and women join the military in the United States of North America, because of poverty, because impoverishment, because of diminution of living wage jobs and access and avenues to the wealth of the universe and the wealth of the earth. These conditions created by the wicked ruling class because of warfare, bloodshed, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, these are sins because they cause all of us to act other than what the Most High created us to be. So the same reason for poor working class men and women to join the military in the United States of North America is the same reason that poor people, poor men in the Middle East and overseas join Boko Haram, join Al-Qaeda, join Al-Nusra. The same reasons, because of poverty, impoverishment, warfare, and bloodshed. Eliminate corruption and you eliminate these conditions and no longer will people be maneuvered into making such decisions that are destructive to the human family. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.